Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hi, I'm Sarah Alexandra Marks. You're listening to the Don't Go Out There podcast.
In a world where zombies, ghosts, serial killers, and vampires all exist, it's Nico, Brian, Mike, and Dustin, and they are all that stand between you and the films that could end the world. Welcome to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Podcast. Just want to thank all our fans and listeners. I really appreciate the support. You guys are awesome. Super excited for this interview. Tonight, we are interviewing another long-standing member of the business. She was born in Essex, England. She trained as a dancer, going on to perform at prestigious venues, most notably the Royal Opera House. She transitioned to screen acting and quickly began racking up an impressive list of film credits with leading roles in Howard J. Ford's Escape and the upcoming River of Blood. Other leading roles include the horror films Witch, The Caller, and The Manor. Miss Sarah Alexandra Marks, thank you very much for joining us tonight. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
It's our honor. We really appreciate your time. We just like to start all of our interviews by just asking, what is it that got you into acting?
Well, I've always enjoyed being in the creative field. And I started out as a dancer. My mum, she took me to my first ballet class when I think I was three. And I've just loved performing ever since then. You know, I caught the bug for it and I've wanted to keep with it. I did some drama at school and that was really as far as acting went for me until later on I decided I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a shot.
Right.
I loved dancing, but I did run into some problems, with my joints. And right. I thought, this isn't a long career that I can sustain. So I want to stay in the entertainment industry, and I'm just going to give acting a go. And that was it, really.
I love that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Before we get into Escape, can you tell us a little bit more about your earlier films? You've definitely been in or around a lot of the horror genre over your almost two-decade-long career now. Do you have a particularly favorite role over the years you've played? And if so, why?
Yeah, so I actually have been in the performance arts industry for quite a while. Although acting, I didn't start acting until I'd say about 11, 12 years ago. Okay. And then acting really took off for me, I would say, after COVID. That's when everything changed for me. It just really become my life. And I've had some amazing roles and taken part in some amazing films since then.
Right.
So many. And yes, I have predominantly done a lot of horror, which I really enjoy doing. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, what about it? What about the genre is so fun and appealing to you?
It's just the excitement you get when you're on set. Mm-hmm. You know, things change all the time and you get to experience a lot of wackiness. because I have been in a lot of horror films, my characters have been killed in right. a lot of films. So just experiencing that as well is something very strange and odd and fantastic as well at the same time.
Well, being killed in a horror film is kind of a, you know, rite of passage for a lot of actors and actresses. Is do you have a particular kill or method of being killed or a part that's been your favorite through the years?
Well, I think we'd all prefer not to be killed, right? In a film. especially my dad and my brother, they always say to me, can you just be in a film where you don't get killed, or you're not getting chased, or you're not trying to be killed, or you're not trying to kill someone? but no favorite in particular. I find them all quite fun.
Right.
All quite thrilling.
For sure. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Escape. You know, it hits theaters and video on demand this March 15th, 2024. It's been said to be in the same vein as Taken or Revenge. You're playing Carla. Tell us a little bit about this role. You know, I mean, what about this script got you excited to do this film?
Really, firstly, the idea of working with Howard was what got me really excited about working on this. I'd heard a lot about him. And yeah, that was at the forefront of my mind. And then as time went on and my character Carla was being developed, that became a really exciting time for me because, you know, as we all must carry some sort of, you know, some deep, dark stuff within us.
Right.
Whether it's minor or it's big. And, you know, in life, sometimes we don't really face them. But when you get to play a character in a film, you can. You can face, you know, their darkest fears or, you know, problems that they've had or weight they're carrying through life. And with Carla, as Howard was developing her, you know, she has quite a backstory. And I can't say too much. I want to wait until you guys can watch it on the 15th. But she has a lot of weight that she is carrying. And throughout that film, she gets to go on a journey. And, you know, she gets to explore that and face a lot of that weight head on and, you know, let that out and put that into surviving.
Right.
Which was really quite interesting.
Absolutely. So now, I mean, you've done all of your own stunts for this movie, I understand.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all had such a good time and we had great fight choreographer and, you know, we got to adapt and there was quite a lot of freedom there. And it was just brilliant. You know, it's quite invigorating getting to do your own stunts. And I enjoyed it so much. And it's actually opened me up to that world. And it's made me think, I want to do this more. You know, I'm not scared of it. It's great.
Right. Well, I mean, whenever I think of stunts, I think of, you know, foreign off locations and stuff like that. And that kind of leads me into my next question. There's a lot of shooting on location in this film. Can you talk a little bit about your experience with that? I mean, was that a good thing for you? A bad thing? Was it rough on your schedule? How was that?
Oh, for me, that is the beauty of this film, Escape, is filming all on location. You know, can you imagine just thinking about going on a beautiful tropical holiday?
Right.
But then you get to go there for work and you get to do what you love. And it's just unreal. Like, what a dream experience. It was just amazing. And that is all thanks to Howard, you know, for taking risks and, you know, believing that we could all do this and bringing in such a great team to actually make that happen. It was just unreal.
What are some of the locations you got to visit?
So we filmed mainly in the Canary Islands, and we did do a little bit in the UK as well.
Awesome. All right. So, I mean, you've already talked about the man himself, Howard J. Ford, who's directing this film. From what I've heard about him, you know, he gives his actors a little free rein with their characters. I mean, was that the case here with you and Carla? I mean, and I know you loved, can you talk a little bit more about working with Mr. Ford?
Yeah, Howard, he really does trust in his actors, which is a really great feeling to have when you're on set. But he is also, he's just so subtle as well when he wants to give you direction. And he does it in a way where you may not even actually realize. And he has this quality of, you know, being able to talk to you and bring out something in you without being too on the nose and it being so obvious that he's giving you direction.
I got you. So there's not necessarily, when you talk about that, it's not necessarily ad-libbing. It's just direction without direction type of free reign.
Yeah. Yeah. He just has that magic quality going about him. He's just he's a great man and he is a phenomenal being, you know, to work with. It's just a real pleasure to work
with
him.
Like it.
That sounds incredible. According to IMDb, you have a lot of projects in the works. Is there anything at all you can talk about? The one that particularly caught my eye because of it being horror, of course, was Witch. Is there anything you can tell us about that at all? I love Witch horror movies.
Well, I can't say too much because it's very close to being released. Mm-hmm. But if you like fantasy and mystery, magic and horror, I think you are in for a real treat with Witch. But you won't have too long to wait. I don't actually have a date yet that it's going to be released, but I do have another horror, if you like horror, called The Manor of Darkness, which is produced by Lucas A. Ferrara, which should actually be out this year. Okay. And also another Howard J. Ford picture, which I shot last year, the end of last year in Thailand, called River of Blood, written by Tom Boyle. So I've got another action horror for you guys
action
to look forward
to. Doing your own stunts. Yeah. Doing those old stunts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does Sarah Marks like the horror genre to sit down and watch a horror film? And if so, like what kind of movies do you like? If it's horror movie, what's your favorite stuff?
Oh, come on. We all love a bit of horror, don't we? We all like to get excited and, you know, be on the edge of our seat, gripping. And, you know, I am one of those watchers that will just shout at the screen, you know, trying to tell the person on the screen what to do. It's exciting, you know. My favorite horror film is Scream. Scream 1, but I like all of the Scream movies.
Right.
They are my favorites. I just think they're just such a classic. You can't go wrong. And I love guessing who the killer is, you know, and trying to work things out.
Yes. Scream is my favorite horror franchise as well. I don't know if you've been following the drama up and down of them trying to get Scream 7 made, but maybe you can get in Scream 7. It looks like they're looking for new cast.
I would absolutely love to be in Scream 7. That would be a huge dream of mine. That's actually, Scream is what made me want to be in horror films in the first place.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
incredible. So that would go full circle, wouldn't it? That'd be brilliant.
That would be fantastic.
Brian, send Guy Busick an email. We have connections there.
Yeah, we interviewed the writer director of writer Guy Busick on Scream 5 and 6, and so we've got him. We got his email. I'll shoot him an email. I'll be like, hey, Sarah Marks,
we'll band together.
That's
we'll
make right.
It happen.
Absolutely. You've been busy. What was that 3-4 movies coming out this year? That's incredible.
Right.
Before we let you go, is there anything you'd like to promote or anything else you'd like to discuss? Are you on social media? Would you like to shout those out? Where can the fans find you and follow you?
Oh, yes. I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
You can find me there. It's Sarah A. Marks. That's where I predominantly share everything.
Okay.
Sarah, find me there.
A. Marks.
Send me a message. Connect with me.
Absolutely. I think Instagram is the move for everybody these days.
It is.
It's easy, isn't it? It's nice. It's visual. I'm a creative soul, so I like to, you know, visually look at everything.
Fantastic. I got one more question before we let you go, if you don't mind. Who, more than any actor or actress out there, would you want to work with in a movie? It doesn't have to be horror, but just period.
Okay. Anyone. The sky's the limit. An actor. I think I'd love to work with Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise. The two Toms.
Yeah, I got you.
Two completely different Toms, but two amazing actors.
Tom Cruise just, he amazes me. Like his, I can't believe he's still doing and looking and doing whatever he's doing at the age that he's at. It's incredible to me. It really
is. He's epic, isn't he? He just gives off this whole aura of just greatness.
Absolutely.
I have one quick question as well. Today is, you know, International Women's Day. Who are some actresses that inspire you or you look up to?
Oh, there's so many. You know, we are so lucky to have just such a vast amount of great actresses in this industry. Wow, I love Scarlett Johansson, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Emily Blunt. There are so many great ones.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to your movies coming out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. There's
a lot to keep up with.
That's the aim.
That's right. Hey, everybody, don't forget Escape comes out March 15th, 2024. So check that out everywhere you can find it. Thank you so much, Sarah. You're amazing.
Thank you so much. What time is it over there? I'm assuming
nearly midnight.
No way. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for staying up and doing this. Wow.
Of course. No worries. Wow. I'm glad to be here.
Get some rest. Yeah. Get some rest.
Yeah. Go get some sleep. It's only 5:30 p.m. over here. So go get some rest. Good night. Thank you again.
I'm in bed by 10.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank you again.
We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. It was really nice to meet you.
You too.
Very nice to meet you. Good night.
Okay. See you. Bye.
Just want to remind everybody.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.